what is this program all about? Let's have a look. Voice of Empathy basically is an evidence-based classroom program for primary school children, which aims to decrease aggression among children, bullying among children, and increases positive social behaviors such as caring, sharing, and inclusion among children. Mary Gordon, who is the founder of the Roots of Empathy program, says that babies respond intuitively to love. They are blind to the differences of the world. They cannot differentiate between the good and the bad and the right and the wrong. But they only respond to the love that they receive from their surroundings, that is the family, the siblings, the friends, and the teachers. She feels that there is a decline of empathy in the world, lack of connection. The only visible connections that we've developed so far are the online connections. Our differences have become so huge over time. In alienating us, separating us, dividing us, taking us far apart from each other, and this often results in violence and being socially isolated and aggressive. When children are empathetic, she says, they include others because they know how it feels to be left out. We need to inculcate empathy in our kids so that they end up building a peaceful, a calming, caring, and a strong society that supports each other and sticks to each other through good and bad times. When children are empathetic, they are less likely to hurt others. They treat others with for kids who might have troubled relationships at home. The program begins with a neighborhood parent and a baby who visit a classroom over the course of a complete year. Using an age-appropriate curriculum, a certified Roots instructor teacher students to observe baby's intentions and label the baby's feelings. In this experiential learning process, the baby is the teacher, the tiny teacher, and the instructor uses the baby's actions, reactions to help children identify their own feelings and the feelings of others' empathy. Children learn that we share the same feelings. And to feel what they are going through. It cannot be taught through a traditional instructional process, but developed through experiences, so they understand inclusion resulting in a more caring and just society. The program works on intrinsic motivation and intrinsic pride and does not manipulate by giving rewards and praises. Children are encouraged to find their voice and then speak about it. Children understand that shared feelings unites us more than the differences that sets us apart. This helps in developing a classroom where social inclusion and equity is valued and is developed. Roots of Empathy develop caring schools. They do not always change schools, but also the teacher and the school as a whole changes. Roots of Empathy have curriculum activities that are linked to the school's curriculum. For example, the students use math skills when they calculate a chart for the baby's weight and measurements. They also use literature to help and support and understand emotional literacy and perspective. It helps students have an insight about themselves to connect with their emotions. I believe teaching empathy is an important skill. The child who is empathetic grows to love people around him. Okay, so what are the basic intended outcomes of this program? Students show an increase in empathy, perspective taking, and emotional empathy. Students demonstrate an increase in the positive social behaviors. Students demonstrate an increase in aggression. So what are the intended outcomes of this program? Students show an increase in empathy, perspective taking, and emotional empathy. They demonstrate an increase in positive social behaviors. They demonstrate a decrease in aggression and bullying. They develop self-regulation, resilience, and well-being. And they develop a sense of belonging and inclusion. What are the steps for implementation of this program in case you are interested to implement this in the schools? One, you need to work with the Roots of Empathy local coordinator and develop a plan for your school. Include the goals of the school. Decide whether the older grades need to be included in this program or the younger grades need to be included in this program. Second, determine which classrooms will host the program. Supports enthusiasm of the host classroom teacher is important to the success of this program. see.